right, here we go. It is that time on this glorious Father's Day Friday as we have our Bar Olympics loaded up and ready to go that our judge, Flip Orley, is here, and he's done an amazing job.
The tension. This is exciting.
The spreadsheets and the mathematics that we watched you put together.
With. Now, is it too late for me to yell to Brad the Pauly Shore spatula?
You want to get spatula out?
I want a spatula.
Damn it, Flip.
Spatula.
Never.
Get him out.
All right. Well, no, it's never too late for that, but we still, just like Pauly, you're not going anywhere. It's going to get weirder. Our four contestants, we'd like to welcome them all back in. Jennifer Crush, contestant number one, a great job by Jennifer. Eric Kraft was number two. He sang that weird Bloodhound Gang song, very strange, but I liked it. Megan Sports, she plays darts at lesbian bars. And, of course, David Jensen, who was the Mario Andretti of sleep. Were you drinking last night?
No.
Are the eyes just this beat up?
I just look like this.
You're an attractive man, but you look very sleepy.
Yeah, no, I look beat up. I know.
Yeah. I don't know. You're talking to me. I look terrible. So it's okay. You've got hair and a beard. Like, you're giving it a run.
Yeah, thanks.
But you look like you haven't slept since the 80s.
No, I lived hard a long time ago.
Okay. I have so many questions for him.
I do, too. That's
cool. Anything you want to ask any of our contestants, Flip, before you make your final choice?
Well, I'm going to have to ask their names. I mean, there's two names.
That's it.
There's actually two names I remember.
Okay, which ones are you struggling with?
Okay, so the guys.
Okay, Eric. This is Eric. That is David.
Okay, Eric and David.
And then the girls are Jennifer and Megan.
So Eric, I'm going to have to eliminate you, and I'll tell you why.
Oh, Eric's out first. I'm sorry.
It's because it was I don't remember what you did. So like your dart score was okay, and I think you chugged it.
He had the best dart score.
Yeah, it was the finest dart score. Yeah, but that's a tiebreaker.
That's okay.
Yeah,
that's just okay.
But like, it wasn't stand outish, and I think part of it was the accents weren't there.
Yeah,
and I don't want to go Simon Cowell on you, but it kind of left me flat. But
Is it because he's a redhead?
Yeah, because no one likes a ginger.
Okay, well, thank you very much. That's it. You were eliminated by your look.
I would drink beers with you because you look like you seem like a really good dude, and you want to get a Father's Day gift that you keep in your own house, which I think is special. I think that's
a
really,
going out of your way.
Yeah, I think that's a really cool deal.
All right, well, Eric, thank you for coming.
There was nothing bad. But it.
But the best part about it is we've included Flip Orley tickets in your parting gift, so you can scream you're an asshole at
Flip. Yeah, in the Flip first show. 5 minutes.
The first 5 minutes. Thank you, Eric. Thanks for participating. Happy Father's Day to Eric Kraft. This is Eric's card. It is over.
Brad, we need to rethink those free tickets.
We really do. Give him tickets to Shuley Agar tonight.
Late show Friday.
You can go see Shuley from the Stern Show. It's tonight if you want to go. All right, next one. We have Jennifer, David, and Megan still standing.
Well, now here I feel like I'm sort of running potentially afoul.
Uh-oh. Okay. You're going to say something offensive?
Well, no, only in the perception, the perceived, you know, like am I targeting?
Oh, God. What's happening?
I'm in our society, like I'm rethinking things, okay? You know, just because
you're going to eliminate the lesbian.
I am. but it's not biased.
I see you.
Going to a show tonight too, Megan.
It's not biased. Looking it's actually for legit reasons.
All right, let's have
okay.
it.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, first of all.
She won't sleep with
she's
you.
She's a lesbian. and even if you hadn't been like the not even on a dart team, but the captain.
Yeah.
Okay, even if that weren't the case, you got a one.
Hey, I said I needed the board for practice, didn't I?
Okay,
that is true. You didn't say you were good at darts. You just said you were a captain of it.
And
the dart team must
again,
be terrible.
Charity league. Okay.
What does that mean?
That means
what
she's charity? Not a professional.
But let me ask this. What charity is reliant on a dart team's money?
We do a lot of like 1 in 10 and like saving paws, rescue, stuff like that.
Oh, those are really like puppy good. Stuff. Okay, well, that's nice. Dale hates it, but puppies.
So you sure you don't want to rethink that? I'm just
kidding. Yeah, no. Right. The one was bad.
So,
I agree.
For me, it's one of those deals. So I get it. Like, you need practice. I got it. The funnel thing, you know, and it was explained. That,
right.
That
she's not used to that.
You're not used to that.
Having a ton of funnel
She's never on her knees with a stick in her mouth drinking.
True. But nonetheless, you struggled. And
okay.
then
that's yeah, fair. Yeah. Yeah.
And then.
So this is the whole contest is bias against lesbians.
It's a Father's Day thing.
That's true. Are you a father?
I mean, technically, one way or another.
Not that you know.
She would be.
I'm somebody's daddy.
I love her.
I love you, yeah. And I want to identify as a woman so we can hook up.
Oh, there you go. And cheers, marriage is legal now, so you'll do it. I'm sure of it. Well, I'm sorry, Megan. We have nice partners.
And then the other
again.
Thing is, like, I think you really struggled with the accents to the degree you didn't seem like you'd even try.
No, jeez.
Yeah, you just and then
right
you
away, yeah.
Yeah, and then you like he'd go, you know, do this accent, and you're like, no.
Yeah. It felt like she was dismissing me.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you can't dismiss the morning.
Good job.
That's exactly
job.
Right. Well, thank you. I'm sorry. A nice try. Megan Sports, great name. But unfortunately you're one of the losers. Here's Megan's card, and it is gone.
I know I'm gonna get hate mail because everyone
No. Nobody hates you.
We should have put hooks up there so you
in fact,
hook the card.
Dale is currently penning a thank you letter. He has to deal with a gay guy every Thursday, and it drives him nuts. So he's gone again. He's gone the other way in the world of bigotry.
There you go.
Was it a bigoted decision? Do you think, Flip, that you just
on
made?
My part?
Yeah,
it really wasn't. But I think that it will be perceived that way by some just because.
Okay.
Sure,
Jennifer, have you ever tried lesbianism? This could hurt your chances.
I have not.
Big pause. David, have you ever dabbled?
No, I'm not a lesbian at all.
Straight gay.
That's it.
Straight dicks all day. All right. We're down to our final two, Flip Orley. Tonight, by the way, at the Tempe Improv and all weekend, tempeimprov.com if you want to go see the great Flip Orley. He might even hypnotize you, make you do some of this exact same stuff.
There you go. Never have thought that.
Playing darts. Yeah. Just watching people play darts.
We're going to have to wheel in. We're going to have to wheel in a dartboard.
All right. Well, Kevin will do it. We got a friend over there at Prestige Billiards. This will work out. All right.
I can't remember if this is a tie. Do they have the
darts.
Make-out? The make-out?
Yeah, they have to kiss. This is how it ends. You have to make out and the sexier of the make-outs.
Okay, so here.
Don't give a name up, but you know how this works.
Okay, so here's the weird deal about the two of y'all. Your dart scores, I think, were fairly similar. That was impressive.
Yeah.
You both really, really went after that A&W. And to the point where Ms. Cruz Johnson.
Yeah,
we didn't know if we'd have enough A&W for everyone else.
That's true.
We were worried.
Has anyone ever said that about you before? Oh, great, Jennifer's coming. We won't have enough.
I have heard that one
she
before.
She likes a lot of root.
Don't give her the soda.
She'll drink all of it.
But again, David.
Yes.
Look at me go. You really hit that A&W. Like you finished it.
He needed a little wake me up.
Yeah.
So
that was cool. So sort of a tie on the dart thing, kind of a tie on the A&W thing. I think you both really did your best with the accents. I think the Crush Johnson crushed the accents a little bit more.
She did really well with that.
Right. Yeah. And then the pickup line with Chewy, I think David hit that a little harder.
Okay.
Really.
So it's a really, really, like, it's nip and tuck.
Man, okay. Flip is taking this seriously.
Yeah. Really taking this too far.
Solid.
I wanted the pool table in somebody's house by now. And, Jesus Christ, it's Monday. We're back to work already.
So here's the tiebreaker.
Well, the tiebreaker is actually the darts, but who cares about legality?
In my head.
Okay,
in my
I see.
Mind,
oh, I gotcha.
Here's the tiebreaker, and this wasn't even part of the contest. Okay. It's going to David, and I'll tell you why.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow. My God. All right, tell us why.
Because he made it here from a 50-minute driving 12 hours.
No, but he was also 30 minutes late.
But he was called 20 minutes after the contest
this
started.
Is true.
That is true.
It was Toledo. Yeah,
Toledo. So the real loser here is our producer, Dick Toledo, who didn't care at all about these people's
safety.
But
it really could have gone either way because you guys were like really like.
But you gave it to David because?
I think just because, first of all, you did everything equally as well as Mrs. Gross Johnson, but you did it while you were sleeping. She was wide awake.
And you like that as
a
hypnotist.
And you can relate to
and
that.
As a hypnotist, really, that plays to my strengths.
That's exactly it. Well, congratulations. And David Jensen is today's big champion of the Man Cave.
Thank you.
Thank you. Do you have a place for all the stuff?
I do. I just moved in with my wife. Into her place.
That's good.
So it's getting loaded up.
That was assumed.
Wow. Now you're bringing something to the party.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, where did you live before?
At a buddy's house.
While you were still married?
No, I was renting a room from my best friend for 30 years.
Oh, my God.
30 years you were renting a room?
You were there since four?
No.
Since you were four?
No, I'm old, man. No, he's been my best friend since third grade. I'm 37.
Yeah, well, so they were a three-year difference.
Sorry,
yeah.
Since you were seven.
You've known him for 30 years since you were 7 years old.
Third grade, yeah.
He owned some property, so you rented a room for him.
Second
grade.
Well, he's having everybody else pay his mortgage for him.
And then now you moved on. Jennifer, I'm so sorry. You were so close to making your – now you got to go spend money.
I know, right? Now I have to get him a gift. Yeah, well, handprints from the kids. Boom, done.
There we go.
Prestige Billiards.
You did a great job.
That's right. You can get a Prestige Billiards 80% off at Prestige.
True.
I put Kevin in a lot of positions.
I'll send him that way.
Yeah, that's great. I'm sorry that you didn't win. We have some nice things
great
for you.
Great job.
You can also shout at Flip at his show. And this is it, the last one. Jennifer, all gone. Get her out of here. I can't look at her anymore. I don't like looking at losers. Let's go. Sorry, like Jennifer. That's it. David Jensen, congratulations.
Thank you.
All this misery in life. It's paid off now. Look at that.
Finally.
You're a champion.
Yes.
Will your wife be proud of you? Does she have any kids?
No.
Man,
no.
How did you do
this?
Yeah,
we're both first-time marriage. Yeah, yeah.
Unicorn, right?
I know. Oh, wow. She's slamming, too.
Does she know Megan? Maybe that's what she's been doing up until she met you.
No.
Megan Sports out there in the hallway.
Oh, no. Yeah. No, she's not slamming clam. No,
no. I'm not saying that. Jesus, I thought you were a bigot.
Hey, David, if it doesn't work out, can I get her number?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's got a
house. Well, actually,
no, that'll be number four for you? No.
Yeah, six.
Six.
Oh! Yeah.
From Flip's perspective, he should have asked when that doesn't work out, because he's never seen one actually. Do you think it'll go forever?
Oh, hands down, yeah.
No kidding?
No doubt.
What makes you so sure?
I'm a hopeless.
He's been writing for 30 years.
Yeah, you can't
hopeless
leave.
Romantic, man, yeah.
Is that
I
true?
Said one time only. This is it. So
that's it.
Making it work. Yeah,
even
yeah.
though you're 100% sure it's going to last forever, don't tattoo her name on you.
He's got the word Stacia forever, so he was as sure as you
were. But where is it, though?
Who's got 14
how many places?
Of them? Yeah.
14
oh, of them. No.
Yeah. Penis, leg, back,
damn.
Arm. Both that's arms.
Anus.
Chest.
Short everything.
Everything but neck. And
you've seen this one, right?
Oh, I have not seen that one. It's new.
Wow.
That's her claws in your arm.
Exactly.
And then blood.
And that's accurate.
You're not leaving
Flip.
Me.
All right. Congratulations, David. I'm proud of you. And
you.
Congratulations on your wedding and everything else.
Yeah,
thanks for putting on some clean clothes and
coming
on.
No, I did. Yeah, brushed up, brushed my hair.
You look great. He's the winner of this year's Man Cave upgrade. David Jensen, congratulations, my man. Nice job. And thank you again, Kevin. Eric, go talk to Kevin from Prestige Billiards real quick. Kevin's the meathead that puts all this together. And we want to thank you once again for being a part of this and helping us out. It's pretty great.
I just want to congratulate all the contestants and Flip, thanks for being a judge this year.
I took it kind of seriously.
I know it was random.
Yeah. He had no idea he was doing this either. He just did.
I know.
Yeah.
I'll jump in anything.
Really? Know. All right. No, we get some judging on
and
Monday.
If anyone can help Kevin move the equipment to the delivery.
Start at 10. So two minutes to go.
Yeah. You're hiring someone that you can abuse for the next 8 to 10 weeks.
No,
probably,
don't
and then
say that.
That's what
why,
you do to your employees.
That's why they run.
That's exactly why they run. I won't have to say it. They'll find out. Thank you, though. Prestige Billiards is always a great partner, and so we appreciate everything you give us and do for us, and this is fun. So, great. Go there.
Yeah. Right.
Where are your locations?
Scottsdale, Frank Lloyd Wright, and Hayden, just southwest corner. And then Mesa's Stapley in the 60. So, both locations are Tuesday through Saturday.
What are you in your pocket? I don't like talking to him like that. I'm done talking to
him. I got Tourette's.
He's doing some bag work.
Go online. Ugh. You don't need to see Kevin doing that. Disgusting.
That's the corner pocket.
Yeah. No, so he's playing pocket pool.
Here's the thing. When you put your hands in your pocket, always leave the thumbs out.
Yeah, because when you go full hand in, I assume.
Yeah, it's business time.
I assume it's itchy or there's something going on.
Yeah.
And both are bad. All right, there you go. Well, thank you. Chewy, did you have fun as well?
Yeah, I did.
Always.
Plain girl.
Who would you have chosen as far as the person hitting on you?
Oh, the guy with that one. I don't even know his name.
It's 2 a.m. You'll do. I think
he'll do.
It's 2 a.m. You'll do is pretty solid.
I've never heard the how tall are you and you know how deep. What did he say?
Yeah, I know where it's where bottom out.
Bottom out. Yeah.
You've that's never heard that?
No.
You've only had it happen. You never had anybody actually care so much to ask first. They just bottom out.
They don't care. Just bottom out.
That's right. Have you ever bottomed out?
A couple times.
Five. For sure.
Only your voice answers that properly. That was so smooth. The creepiest thing I've ever heard in my life. You can go see Flip all weekend long over at the Tempe Improv. Thank you very much, friend. Flip Orley is a great guy and has done everything we've always asked without ever hesitating. So appreciate it. Tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday at Tempe Improv, tempeimprov.com. And, of course, Chewy can be seen at Gilligan's, right? You go down there. Are you still doing that?
I get there to go get drunk.
Well, then you can see him.
Yeah,
you can
see
him.
Yeah. Be a drunk Mexican at
watch
2 o'clock
a, in the watch morning. A Mexican midget abuse his body until 2 a.m. at Gilligan's on a
hate
regular
life.
Basis. Yeah. There you go. Thank you very much, everybody. It's 98 KUPD. All right, everybody. The show is back on. Stop talking amongst yourselves. It is it's a Friday. We're not going to do the Guadalupe Squares today. We'll do one on Monday. But the great contest that went on, and Flip Orley's still with us over at the Improv. Now, I said that as if I was disappointed. Flip Orley is still here.
He wouldn't leave.
He's made a lot of long-distance calls. It's getting awkward. So Flip is here, and you're going to hang out for the entertainment drill, and we'll get out of here, right?
Yeah, I'm in.
All right. All weekend long at the Improv. And now Dale's going to be there.
Cool.
Yeah. Said no one ever. Yeah, Dale will be in the audience. You got to Dale, if you go to this for free, because you're begging for tickets, not only that, he's going to Preacher Lawson, too, who's also in town.
Really?
Yeah, he's taking all the free tickets. You have to get hypnotized. I don't know if I'd love my mom. Then you can't go. So no tickets. Brad, take them off the list.
Hold on. So you played center, right? You played center.
You want to hop over here?
See,
and grab
if I come on over. Left. If I played center, I think I'd want my team to be full on, full time shotgun.
Yeah, well, he was the long snapper, so he had to throw it to the punter.
You were long,
17
long
yards.
Snapper.
Well, and a center.
Yeah,
a center.
Not much though.
But seriously, you know, when you bring that up, I coach at a high school level. There's this kid who had a great arm, wanted to play quarterback, and we're taking snaps from under center, and he's not putting his hand up. Where it needs
where the
to
balls
be,
are.
And they keep fumbling
right.
the snap. And I said, you got to stick that hand up
right
there
in the gooch.
And bring the other one.
Right in the gooch.
And he
right?
looks at me and he goes, Coach, that's kind of gay.
Yeah.
I said, well, that means you can't play quarterback.
You got to be gay to play.
Yeah, I got to have a little bit of it.
Are you telling me that you wouldn't, to accommodate him and his good arm, go to the shotgun?
No.
No? You have
no.
to get up in
no,
there.
Did he eventually get up in there? Highway.
Did he eventually get up in
yes,
there?
Yes, he did.
And he did. And he likes it now?
Pretty good quarterback.
And he's dating the
one hand got stuck. Fumbled.
Now, if you go to Flip's show, is that okay, Flip, if I put him, he's got to get hypnotized or he can't come for free?
You know what? I'm deferring to you.
Okay, then you got to get hypnotized.
Whatever John says.
But see, that's what people cater to him all the time. And that gets ridiculous, Johnny.
Well, do you want
I'm
free,
telling you right now, first
cater
of all.
To me, you're getting free tickets.
If he ever finds himself single, I'm asking.
It might not be long. It might not be long.
And I'm just not sure who's going to play the quarterback.
That's well. You know what? I can play both.
You guys
both.
Can switch.
Yeah. I'm a long snapper. Yeah. So you get free tickets. You got to get hypnotized. You'll love it. It'll be fun.
You said that you didn't love it.
I said I absolutely loved it, and he changed my sleep patterns.
Yeah. I don't know if I like that.
No.
I don't know.
I'm like, well, you didn't make me narcoleptic. I slept differently because you did a thing when we did it on the air.
I roofied you.
Right, and then he was amazing for about 3 hours. I slept. I didn't even know what was going on.
It was
no, you did a thing at the end where you helped me with because I was having trouble sleeping.
Yeah,
you and make it, people it walk unreal. Around like you know.
I don't do the chicken and the duck thing.
You don't do that.
No, I don't do anything.
No,
no other animals.
Right. You'd be an elephant. Yeah.
The donkey rape bit's hilarious. Dale would be
it is
great
honestly.
Yeah.
It yeah. beats going to Juarez.
It really does. Yeah, it saves you the trip to Mexico and you get all the fun. You're getting hypnotized if you go for free.
I'm getting hypnotized. I'm doing React defense.
That's right. You're doing
it's a
it
big
all.
Weekend.
It's a big weekend for you, and all of it's free. So
do
settle
I get
down.
One free shot at you tomorrow? React
yes.
defense.
We'll go do that tomorrow, and you can take
your nose.
Let's go. Bring it.
It explodes.
You bring can't it. Damage.
I get
it
one free shot at you then.
Fine.
Okay. Oh. Dale and I are going to punch each other tomorrow. It's
really?
It's because I do this thing, and that's what the entertainment drill is brought to you by ReactDefense.com, which is the home of tactical black self-defense training. We're doing a thing tomorrow, an active shooter seminar. Or we actually recreate an active shooter situation. It's unbelievable. And I've been doing this. The only thing I endorse in my life, Flip, that could actually save your life.
Right.
It's unbelievable. It's a self-defense program that is just unbelievable. It's out there in Phoenix if you want to go out there. Jay and Josh taking care of you. Out there in Glendale with Tony or in Chandler with Michael. And every one of them is trained beyond belief. They're the originators. Everybody else a pretender, and they take care of you. If you sign up right now, they'll throw in that $150 nutrition package for free, and they'll help you get in great shape while you're at it. You'll have fun. You'll be challenged. You'll learn stuff, and it could very well save your life someday. I can't get enough of it. Join me. Trust me on this one. ReactDefense.com, home of Tactical Black. Brady, entertain me.
The list of the 100 greatest movie quotes in the 21st century. It's
of the
surprising
21st because, century. Yeah. That's now.
Right.
Ooh.
Some of them.
What are the movies that have been great in the last 20 years?
Number 94, I just wanted to take a look, another look at you.
That's that horrible Star is Born.
Yeah.
Oh, good God.
89 was I Am Groot.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Do you agree that the movie A Star is Born would have been better if Bradley Cooper would have hung himself in the first 10 or 11 minutes?
I would have bought the Blu-ray.
Yeah. They still sell the Blu-rays.
I don't know. If that's
yeah, it's pretty good, but I can't tolerate anybody falling in love with Lady Gaga for 2 hours.
Let's see how good you are. number 32. It's the effing Catalina wine mixer.
Well, that's Step Brothers.
Got it. You want to go with, let's see.
It's Flip's turn.
I don't.
Are you not entertained?
I don't watch movies anymore.
Are you not entertained? I know this. I don't either. I've
Sounds
seen
familiar.
Are you not entertained?
Raywin. Think of Raywin.
I know I am Groot.
Are you not entertained as Russell Crowe?
Yeah. You're on it.
I don't know that one.
Gladiator.
Oh, that's, I got to think of that. That's 2000? 90s. That's what I was thinking, 90s. I wouldn't even put it in the 2000s.
What about The Hangover?
It was right at 2000.
It's going to be something from The Hangover.
20 of them.
They have, boy, that escalated quickly.
That was Anchorman.
Anchorman, correct.
And number one is from
King Kong ain't got crap on me.
Oh, that's Training Day. That's Denzel Washington. That was
2001.
No kidding. That's a good one.
I live my life a quarter mile at a time.
No, Fast and Furious.
Yeah. Number then, one. I don't think it I'll
was.
Be
that was Rain Man, and he was a retard.
You combined two movies there.
Yeah, I did.
Number one, I Drink Your Milkshake.
Nigel Farage.
Oh, that's very good. That
There Will Be Blood.
Oh.
I don't remember that line.
I remember Bastard in a Basket.
Yeah, I would have gotten that one more than...
I Drink Your Milkshake.
Yeah.
Jeez. When's the last movie you saw, Flip?
I mean, I see movies... I saw, with my kid, Godzilla and the Smog Monster.
Oh, the old one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
A couple days ago.
That's pretty solid.
It was one of the best ever.
Yeah, it's... when they... Tongue-in-cheeked it and camped it up, it seemed better. Like, they keep trying to make it real.
I actually, I mean, of the Marvel movies, like, I really, really, really like the first Guardians of the Galaxy.
That was great.
Yeah.
That was a stellar movie. And then, I think, Goldfinger.
That's the last one you saw before that. It's a solid list. You're keeping it short, but you're keeping it quality. It's not quantity, it's quality.
It's all about quality.
Unlike marriage.
Paula Abdul was being interviewed by RuPaul. And she was talking about how she survived an airplane crash.
Paula Abdul did?
Yeah, and she went pretty in-depth in the crash, and it turns out it sounded like a Brian Williams, because there's no record of this plane crash.
Mm. She's hopped up on drugs.
Oh, she's a mess, yeah. She's back on it. The bulimia will
do
that.
Got on the wing, and William Shatner saw me.
She still looks good, though.
She looks great.
Yeah.
Which means you'll tolerate it.
Yeah.
You'll tolerate her lies and her stories.
Wait, has she gone off the rails?
She's been off the rails a couple
every
of times.
Every now and then. Yeah,
she like Britney, she Britney Spears it?
She was the original Britney Spears. She's done it a couple times. Back in the 90s, she went off the rails, came back, did the American
Idol. She hurt her back and was addicted to pain pills.
Pain pills and bulimia. She's had all the fun.
It's really called pain pains, Eric. She called them pain pains.
you don't have any interest in pop culture?
I have to be very honest. I could not care less about celebrities.
Isn't it great?
I genuinely don't give a rat's ass.
Do you have any of them that like you?
Not that I'm aware of.
It's all a big cycle. None of them like you, and you don't like them, and it's fair.
It's like I get paid millions and millions of dollars to pretend.
Yeah.
So listen to me because I know stuff. No, you don't.
Yeah.
No, you don't. Just shut up.
See, I think that's why they open their mouths is because they're never themselves. So they get really mad when no one listens to who they are. They only listen to their characters.
And I don't care if I agree or disagree with their positions. I don't care what their positions are. My deal, you know what? get your two or three homes, you know, in the south of France. Go to your red carpet events and then shut your trap.
Man, you hate George Clooney. That was a specific shot at George Clooney.
It might have been.
For no reason at all.
Wow. Which one of your exes like George Clooney?
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, which one left for George
Clooney? The new one will like him.
I'm a little bitter.
Yeah. Oh, there's a laundry list of things you hate. That's why I like you. It's weird. We get along on that. Yeah, I think hate unites.
More so than people would think.
More so than love. Yeah. We've tried this love thing
love
for a long,
just
long
a
time.
That's a sham.
Completely agree. That's today's message.
Keep trying.
That's Flip Orley's message. Love is just a sham anyway. Well, thank you, Flip. It was always a pleasure having Flip Orley in. This weekend, you can see Dale Hellestray hypnotized by Flip Orley. I'm not sure what show it
Epic.
Is. Epic. But they're all worth going to. That one may be the most. The good thing is your show, you don't have to do more than 20 minutes of show because when you call people up to get hypnotized on stage, it'll take Dale about a half hour to walk up there.
Oh, that'd be perfect.
Yeah, so then just kills your time.
You'll have a good 30 minutes of material on Dale walking up.
I think, Dale, here's things to know about Dale if you want to include it in the show. He's homophobic.
Oh, good.
He doesn't know anything.
Perfect.
At all.
Right.
Like any reference, you're like, okay, you're from the movie Schindler's List. He won't know what that is. What movies can you reference? Remember the Titans. Anything football related or like Little Giants.
Side.
Remember the
Replacements?
Yeah, fan favorites like those.
North Dallas.
I can't wait for that. That's it. There you go. We've got to get out of here. Flip, thank you very much. What do you got? You're pointing something up there. He says, I can't wait till Beth dies off so I can listen to Brady's Morning Cup on KEZ. John's a homo. People are thinking that because I've started to say I want to be gay more. But I'm just born this way.
I honestly hate the fact that I'm attracted to women.
I'm starting to hate it, too. It's awful, isn't it? Just cost you cash. I'm with you on that one.
I'm like a bad game show host. I want to be Oprah. And you get a house. And you get a house. And you get a house.
You are. That's it. We're all done. Larry's coming up next. Have yourselves a great weekend. And happy Father's Day to you and everybody in this room who's a father and out there listening. Nice job. I hope you get everything you've ever dreamed of. It's 98. Solo! Big Red.